this is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Catherine Bogle was a journalist and a civil rights advocate for Black Oregonians. Catherine Hall was born in 1906 in Oklahoma Territory. Her mother, Lillian, was a domestic worker, and soon after Catherine's birth, moved with her daughter to Kansas City, and then to Portland. Lillian married Herman Baker, and Catherine took her stepfather's name. The family moved many times between Oregon and Washington, with Catherine spending much of her youth in Marshfield, today known as Coos Bay. Catherine later recalled the intense discrimination she felt in Marshfield. She changed schools several times because of bullying, and her parents had difficulty keeping work. The family's fortunes were not much improved in Portland, where the Bogles' white neighbors often refused to speak to them. Catherine graduated from Portland's Washington High School, but could not find work opportunities because of her race. In 1927, she married Richard Bogle, a student at Oregon Agricultural College, today Oregon State University. Richard came from a family of Black pioneers who had been among the early Black residents of both Oregon and Washington. He took a job at the Portland Hotel, and the couple purchased a home in southeast Portland. In 1937, Catherine Bogle wrote an essay called An American Negro Speaks of Color. In it, she describes the lived experiences of a Black Oregonian, a rarity for that time. She sold the article to The Oregonian for publication, making it the first submission the paper paid for from a Black author. The article was highly influential. Decades later, Oregon Historical Society ran a special interview with Bogle to recount her work and her memories from the time. After her publication, Bogle became a freelance journalist. She wrote for the Northwest Enterprise, the Portland Observer, and the Scanner. Her influence gave her the ability to promote social causes as well. Bogle spent 17 years with the Boys and Girls AIDS Society and was also an active member in the Portland branch of the NAACP. She supported the relocation efforts of Vanport refugees in 1948. She also helped found Friends of the Golden West, a preservation society for the prominent Black-owned hotel where her father-in-law, Walter Bogle, once operated a barbershop. In 1993, Bogle was presented a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Portland Association of Black Journalists. Catherine Bogle died in 2003 at the age of 96. She is remembered for her decades-long work to document the heritage of Oregon's first Black communities. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.